Today's shiur is Daf Pei Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. At the end of the previous shiur, we had learnt about Rabbi Yehuda's special kula by Mayim, that Kalu Shikilu Chacham B'Mayim, the mechitzas, partitions, which are normally not adequate for to be considered halachic partitions, do become adequate regarding when we're dealing with Mayim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, Amar Davar Achad. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chananya are manda Amrim that teach us that we could be more makel with partitions regarding water. Rabbi Yehuda Hadamaran, what's Rabbi Yehuda? What we learned in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda taught us that if there's a wall between the chatzeris, even if it wasn't made specifically to serve as a partition over the bar, it still can be considered a mechitza, that the two chatzeris on the two sides may be allowed to take water from the bar to their chatzer. Chananya ben Akavya, what about Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya? That's none. We learned in the Mishnah. If we have a platform, a balcony, that is 4 amos by 4 amos, as is shown in diagram 298 on page 100. The halacha says, Rav Chananya ben Akavya, is chaykik ba dalet adalet, someone could cut a square hole of dalet tfachim by dalet tfachim in the center of this platform, and Mimali, and he'll be allowed to draw water through that opening, even though, as we've learned, drawing water from the water under this platform, water is a kamlis, a yam is a kamlis. This platform is Rishus HaYochid, so it ought to be usher to carry that, to draw that water. It's carrying from a kamlis to Rishus HaYochid. Rav Chananya ben Akavya teaches us, as we will soon explain, that this is mutter. And Tosfos Rit explains what is the connection between Rav Chananya ben Akavya and Rav Yehuda. Both of us are teaching us that although mechitzas were not made specifically for partitions to allow us to do things over the yam, still the halacha does view these partitions that were not made specifically for that purpose as if they were made for that purpose. Now, how does this work according to Rabbi Yehuda? So we have to look at according to Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, we have to look at diagram 298 and 299. We begin with a flat piece that's dalet amos by dalet amos, or another way of saying it is 24 tefachim by 24 tefachim, because as we know, each amma has in it 6 tefachim. Then, as is shown in diagram 298, as the Gemara told us, we have to make a hole of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim in the middle of this platform. Then, we move on to diagram 299. The halacha tells us that we view strips of 10 tefachim each on the four sides of this hole as if they're koifafim, as if they bend down around the hole. So now we have a mechitza, we have a box that's 4 by 4 by a depth of 10, and then we say gur achis, and gur achis teaches us that we have a mechitza, as we learned yesterday, it pulls it down all the way, and this is a kula that we are saying first kaifafim, that we bend these platforms, and there's machlokes going Yaakov and Chazanish, if this concept of kaifafim is a purely concept mid rabbonon. That's how the going Yaakov learns. The Chazanish quotes in Yerushalmi that kaifafim has a basis mid daraisa, but it certainly is a big leniency. And then after relying on the leniency of kaifafim, then we also build and rely on our leniency of good achis, that we pull down the mechitzas. And the Gemara is saying That's what we're trying to prove, that both Rabbi Yehuda and Chananya ben Akavya are makel as far as water is concerned. Amalei Abayi, so Abayi says, V'demalohi. It's not necessary to say that Rabbi Yehuda and Chananya ben Akavya necessarily agree with each other. Atkan lekam Rabbi Yehuda hasam. When did Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah that we could be makel with a mechitza over water? El the Amar Gur Achas Mechitza, because we rely on the concept of Gur Achas. Aval Koif, this additional concept that we just introduced of bending walls, very good, and then also to combine it with Gur Achas Mechitza. Loi, we have no proof that Yehuda will subscribe to this. On the other hand, the Atkan Loi Kamer of Chananya ben Akavya Hosam. You know when Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya allowed us to rely on this double leniency of saying both Koif and Gur Achas, Ela b'yam shel Tveria, only by a balcony which was by the Yam shel Tveria. Hoyel, since that river had around it a ganim, high banks, the Yoris cities, the Kafifos, big open plains, Makifos asai, which surround it, so therefore it really looks like a Rishus HaYochid, and that's why he was Makel. However, perhaps Abisham Emos, in a normal situation, Loi, he would not be Makel, and he would not say that we could rely on such a Mechitza. And that's why they don't necessarily travel together, because there, since we have the city around it, and it's anyway encompassed properly, that's why Chazal will more Makel. Now the Gemara continues in explaining Chananya and how far we could use Rav Chananya ben Akavya's kula. Omra Baya, Uladivra Rav Chananya ben Akavya, using Rav Chananya ben Akavya's reasoning, Hoysa Smucha Lakoysel Vapachs Migimot Tfachim. We look at diagram 300, where this balcony is near the wall, less than 3 Tfachim. Then we won't even need a platform of Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. We won't need a platform of 24 Tfachim by 24 Tfachim. It'll be enough. Tzarech She'arka Dalet Amos. It'll be enough that it should be 4 Amos long. But Rochvay will be enough that it should be Achad Asar Mashu, a little more than 11 Tfachim. Because let's figure it out. We look at diagram 300, and we have already one wall, the wall of the house. Then, we also know, since we say Lovud, that whenever you have less than 3 Tfachim, it's considered as if it's connected. Now let's continue further. We have the wall of 10 Tfachim, as the diagram shows us. The halacha is that we could say Kaifafim, we could bend that wall down, and you'll have the necessarily 10 Tfachim length, because the whole wall, this area is 11 amas. So even if I bend it, I'll be left with 1 am in the top and 10 going down. Then in the length, I have the 24 tfachim as I've had all along, and those two will be bent down again, the two sides, and I will have 4 walls. Continues the Gemara. Hois is a kufa. Another case where we could take Rav Chananya ben Akavya's reasoning and apply it even further. Diagram 302. If we have a straight board, if we'll have a straight board like that, which will run parallel to the existing wall, Tzarech She'goyva Tzarech Tfachim, that this wall will be 10 Tfachim tall, V'rochvay Vav Tfachim V'shnei Mashu, and it will be 6 Tfachim and 2 Mashus wide, it'll also be enough. Because let's explain why. We understand that we already have two good walls. The wall of the house and the parallel wall take care of 2 walls. Now, we have that this wall was 6 tefachim wide. We take 1 tefach on each side and we bend it. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya allows us to do bending. So we have 1 tefach. Since it's within three tefachim of the existing wall, we say loved. So now it's four tefachim, and the same thing we do for the other side. And now we have a kind of situation that we have a box of four tefachim by four tefachim with a depth of ten tefachim, because I bent the one tefach on the side and then combined it with loved. Now Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Rav Yeshua takes this concept another situation. And this is diagram 3 or 4. If this two boards were standing in a corner, again we need them to be 10 tefachim tall, and if each one of them will be based tefachim, there'll be 2 tefachim and 2 mashus, it could also allow us to draw water. Why? Again, for the same reason. We have already 2 walls, the existing walls of the corners of the house. So that's easy. Now, if we just have a tefach on each side, if we combine it with the 3 tefachim of loved that exists between them, between the boards and the wall, it's considered as if I have a full wall. And if I do this on both corners of this board, I now have 4 walls. Ask the Gemara, if I was able to diminish that, I don't need to have a platform of 24 tefachim by 24 tefachim. 4 amos by 4 amos is enough. Elohad Tanya, this that we learned as we began this, as we were introduced to Rav Chananya ben Akavya. Rav Chananya ben Akavya Oimer, Kzus b'sheyesh by dalar amos or dalar amos. That if you have a balcony that's 4 amos by 4 amos, chalki by dalar al dalar, then make a hole in it of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, memala, and then you could draw water through that hole from the yam to the home, or to the balcony. When will there be a situation when I need such a large balcony? Answers the Gemara, Davidika Issa. It's made like a mortar, that there's no walls near it, as is shown in diagram 305. So I don't have the ability to rely on the existing wall through loved. There I have to have that the balcony itself should be 4 amos by 4 amos, and I make also a hole in the middle, and then I could rely on a combination of koifafin and good achis to draw water up from the yam onto this balcony. Teaches us the Mishnah. Amas amayim sheveres b'chotzer. If a canal of water passes through a chotzer, as is shown in diagram 306, the halacha is aim amal amen b'shabbos. You can't draw water from that canal on Shabbos. Elm ken asla mechitza gvay yotfachim, unless we have a mechitza, as is also shown in the diagram, built of 10 tefachim at the knisa, at the entrance to the chatzah, the yitzia. Why? Since the mas hamayim, since this canal is flowing off a yam, and as we just explained, a yam is a karmelis, we're not allowed to carry from this amas hamayim, which is a karmelis, to the rishus hayochid, unless we construct these mechitzas. Rabbi Huda says kaisa shal gaba, the existing wall as tidem shemechitza is enough to be considered a mechitza, which is really the same machloikis that we had in the previous mishnah, where Rabbi Huda holds that the existing wall could serve as the mechitza, and the Rabbanon hold that we have to make some sort of special tikkun. And in fact, the Chroinim ask, why does this Mishnah really repeat the same machloikis that we learned in the previous Mishnah? And they say that in the previous Mishnah we were talking about a bar, a pit of water. Perhaps, they say, the Chachomim would be lenient in a case of a bar, because it's not connected to an ocean. And they would say, like Rabbi Huda, that any partition is adequate. That's why they had to teach us in that Mishnah that's not. On the other hand, in our Mishnah, since we're talking about an amas hamayim, a canal, which is connected to a river, maybe here Rabbi Huda will not be makel, and Rabbi Huda will agree with Rabbanon that special partitions must be constructed. That's why the Mishnah teaches us here that here too Rabbi Huda is makel. The Rishayim also discuss, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, a shaila that when you make these partitions, do they have to go into the water itself? That Rabbi Yehuda, we learned yesterday, taught us that both Beis Sham and Beis Hillel agree that they have, that the partitions must go into the area of the water itself. It's only a question where and how much. So it's a machlokes rishonim, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if that, like Rabbi Yehuda said in the previous Mishnah, here too, according to Rabbi Yehuda, these partitions that are being constructed have to go specifically into the water. Now, there's another question. What's going to be the halacha if you did not make, according to the Rabbanon, these special partitions? Will you be at least allowed to carry in the chatzar itself? There are some Rishonim that say that since it's not really a Rishus HaRabim, it's only an Amas Hamayim, the only problem is carrying from it to the Chatzar, or from the Chatzar to the Amas Hamayim. But certainly in the Chatzar, you'll be allowed to carry if you did not make any Tikkun for the Amas Hamayim. However, there are Paiskim that say that since if the Amas Hamayim is not properly rectified, you cannot carry from the Amas Hamayim to the Chatzar, or vice versa. Therefore, we will have a situation where the Chatzar is open to an area to which you may not carry to or from, and the halacha is that when one area is open to another area which you're not allowed to carry to or from it, you're not allowed to carry even in that area, and the halacha will be you're not allowed to even carry in the Chatzar. Now there's another question. When we speak about the Amas Hamayim, how deep do they have to be? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda teaches us, Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa ba'Amar shel Avol. There was a story in the city of Avol that had this canal which flowed through the Chetzeris. Shoyimal menu al pizakena b'Shabbos, that the Chacham allowed them to carry from the Amas Hamayim to the Chatzar without making any special tikkun, without making any special rectification for the Amas Hamayim. So they answered him. So we see that no special rectification is required. So they told him, the reason that was there was because the Amas Hamayim did not have the proper minimal dimensions, which are a depth of yud tefachim and a width of four tefachim. If it doesn't have those dimensions, then it doesn't have the din of an Amas Hamayim. And there's a very interesting machlokes achronim. When we speak about the Amas Hamayim, and we speak about the dimensions of the Amas Hamayim, that at that point it causes an issue, some Rechonim say as long as we have the dimensions of 10 deep and 4 wide, even if it's completely dried out, it would still cause an issue. Others say that in order for it to be considered an Amas Hamayim, you have to have water which is 10 by 4. That means, let's say you'll have an area that's 10 by 4, and it has water in it, but there isn't water which is 10 by 4, then it will not be an issue. And yet other Achronim say that you need to have 10 by 4, and as long as it has some water, even though it's not filled with water all the way up to 10 tefachim, that will be already considered an Amas Hamayim. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Oshla b'Knisa, if they created partitions at the entrance of the canal, V'loy Oshla b'Yitziyah, but they didn't make one at the exit, Oshla b'Yitziyah, if they made it at the exit, V'loy Oshla b'Knisa, but they didn't make it at the entrance, Eim Malam Mena b'Shabbos, you can't draw water from the canal on Shabbos, Elmkein Oshla m'Chitziyah d'Ol Tfochim, unless a special partition which is 10 Tfochim tall was made, both b'Yitziyah b'Knisa, at the exit and at the entrance. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kosh Shel Gabo, any partition that exists on top of it, Tidem Shem Mechitza, can be considered a valid partition to allow you to carry from it. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa B'Mas HaMayim, Shehoisa Bo Me'ovel Tzipari, there was a story with the canal that went, traveled from Ovel, the name of a city, to Tzipari, is another city, V'Hoyu Melam Men B'Shabbos Pizakenim, and the Chachom allowed them to take water from it and to it on Shabbos. Amalan, they told him, Nasham Raya, you're attempting to bring a proof from there. As we just learned, since it didn't have the proper depth and width,
That's why it was mutter. But normally it's not mutter. Tanidach. Now the Gemara quotes another braisa, which we will analyze. Amas hamayim. If you have an amas hamayim, hayaveris bein hachalonis, that goes through between the windows, pachs megimel. If, and we're first going to say it with a simple taich, pachs megimel, if it's less than 3 tefachim, mishashal dli or memale, somebody can lower a bucket from the window and draw water from it, gimel, but if it's 3 or more tefachim, then the halacha is a mishashal dli or memale, you can't wrap a bucket and draw water for it. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees, and he says, pachs midalid memale dli memale, if it's less than 4 tefachim, you're allowed to, Dalid a mishashal dli memale, but if it's 4 tefachim wide, you can't lower a bucket and draw water from it. So now the Gemara attempts to explain exactly what is the situation that this Bryce is referring to. B'mayiskin, exactly what are we speaking about? Ilema b'mas hamayim gufa. Pashup shat is that we're discussing the mas hamayim itself. For example, look at diagram 306. And we're discussing how wide is the mas hamayim under consideration. And one mandama holds that to be considered a kamelis, it's already a kamelis when it's 3 tefachim wide, and the other mandama holds that it's only considered a kamelis when it's 4 tefachim wide. Ask the Gemara, Velo, Kiyosur, Rav Dimi, Amr Rav Yochanan. Rav Dimi taught us in the name of Rav Yochanan, Ein kamelis, Pachusa Midalid. A kamelis can never be, if it's less than 4 tefachim wide, Lema, Ktanai, Amr Lashmatze. So the way we're explaining now, Rav Dimi's Psak is not accepted by everybody, because we're saying now that it's a machloikis when it's something a kamelis. And now we're having a mandama that says that it could be considered a kamelis when it's even only 3 tefachim wide. Ella, so therefore, the Gemara attempts a different pshat in this braisa. We're referring bagofeha, referring to the banks of the canal, which is diagram 307. And the question here is lahachlif. That means, are you allowed to take something from the yam? Which could you take a pail from the yam, which is a kamelis, put it on these banks, and then carry it from the bank to the house? And the question here is, you're putting it on a mokum p'tor, so are you allowed to carry from a kamelis to a rishus hayochid by using a mokum p'tor as a transfer point? Ask the Gemara. We already learned the chiyas Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan mokum she'ein by abar al abba. If you have an area that's less than dal tefachim by dal tefachim, so it's a mokum p'tor mutl l'bnei rishus rabim u'l'bnei rishus yochid l'bnei rishus rabim makasav lo. People both from rishus yochid and carrying from rishus yochid or carrying from rishus rabim are allowed to put items on a mokum p'tor. However, they can't use the mokum p'tor as a transfer point to carry from the rishus hayochid to rishus rabim. So how could you say, ask the Gemara, that pshat in the braisa is that I'm going to use this area as a transfer point? Answers the Gemara, hasam rishuyus deraisa. When did Rav Dimi say his halacha? When you're carrying from rishus hayochid to rishus rabim, which is the issue of a deraisa. There, Rav Dimi taught us that you can't use a mokum p'tor as a transfer point to carry from rishus hayochid to rishus rabim. Hacha, however, in our situation, we're dealing with rishuyus rabbanon. We're carrying from a kamelis to rishus hayochid. Therefore, you can use a mokum p'tor. Not only can you carry from the kamelis to the rishus hayochid to the mokum p'tor, or from the rishus hayochid to the mokum p'tor, furthermore, you could use the mokum p'tor as a transfer point. But the rishonim ask, we still haven't dealt with a very fundamental issue. Now we're saying that what the machloikis of the Tanakhama of Shimon Gamliel, that everybody holds that you can use a mokum p'tor as a transfer point to carry from a rishus hayochid to a kamelis or vice versa. The question is, what is a mokum p'tor? Is it when it's 3 tefachim or it's 4 tefachim?
So ask the Rishonim, we know from Masechta Shabbos, and we learned the Baruch Shem in this Masechta also, that a Makom Patur is always less than four Tfachim. So how can we say that here we're going to say a Makom Patur is already by three Tfachim? So Rashi teaches us that when do we say that a Makom Patur has to be is anything less than Dalet Tfachim? It's when it's next to Rishus Taraisa, when it's next to Rishus Yochid, and next to Rishus Ram exclusively. However, when a Makom Patur is near a Karmelis, which the entire concept of Karmelis is a Rishus Rabbanan, there the Chacham teach us that to be a Makom Patur it has to be less than three Tfachim. If it's more than three Tfachim, it will be considered an extension of the Karmelis. Ask the Gemara, Rav Yochanan Rishus Rabbanan Nami Kamar. Rav Yochanan taught us that even when it involves carrying from a Rishus Rabbanan, like a Karmelis, to a Rishus Yochid, in such a case also we can't use a Makom Patur as a transfer point. 4. The Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, you have to learn the Tanan. Kaisa Shemayim Beis Chatzeris, if you have a wall between two Chatzeris, and the wall is Gevay Yud Tfachim Rach of Arba, it's 10 Tfachim tall by 4 Tfachim wide. The halach is ma'arvim shnayim e'mar machid. These two chateres must make separate erevin. They can't make one erev because they have the wall dividing them. Hoy b'roisha peiris. If on top of the wall there's food, elo oichlim mekan oil mekan v'oichlim. The people from one chutz could go up and eat the food on top of the wall. Ve'lo oichlim mekan v'oichlim. The people from the other chutz could walk on top of the wall and eat. Nifritz akaisol. If the wall has been breached, ad esr amos. If the breach is 10 amos or less, the halach is ma'arvim shnayim. Now they have an option. If they want, they can make two erevin. V'mratzim ma'arvim nechav. If they want, they can make one erev. Neshuk pesach. It's like a door which gives you the option. Either you can make one erev between the two chatzeres, or you don't have to. Yois mikan. If the breach is wider than 10 amos in the wall, then the halach is ma'arvim echad. They must make one erev. Ma'arvim shnayim. They can't make separate erevin because this large breach makes it considered like it's one chatzer. And then after we learned the Mishnah, we tried to ask the following shaila: Einba arba mai. If this wall doesn't have four tefachim width, what's going to be the halacha? Amar Rav. So Rav taught us: Avi beis rishuy shalatus ba. The area of the two chatzeris control this area. It's subsumed by the two chatzeris on the two sides of the wall, and la yozus by melanim, you can't move at all. And like we explained when we learned the Gemara previously in Daf Ayin Vav, the reason you can't move even a drop, Ritva taught us, was that because it's considered like you're moving from one chatzer to another chatzer, that the halacha is that when you have two chatzeris next to each other that didn't make an eruv, whether they can't or they didn't, you can't move a drop. Rav Yochanan taught us, Elam Malam Kan Voichlam, the people from one chatzer could go to the top of the wall and eat there. On the same from the other side, since it's insignificant, it doesn't acquire the status of both chatzeres. Bazar Rav Yochanan Tamei, and the Gemara says, how was Rav Yochanan's psak explained? The chaser Rav Dimi Am Rav Yochanan, makom she'ein by arba al arba. If you have a space that doesn't have dal tfachim by dal tfachim, the halach is not the b'nei rishus rabim or b'nei rishus ayochid. People both from the rishus rabim or rishus ayochid are allowed to kasef lof, put their items on it because it's a makom patur uvash lo yachlifu, but they can't use that area as a transfer point to carry from one rishus to another rishus. Now let's analyze the situation. Rav Yochanan is saying his psak on a wall that's a makom patur. And what is he saying? That you can't use this wall, which is a makom patur, as a transfer point from one rishus ayochid to rishus ayochid, because that's what's on the two sides of the wall, chatzeres. Yet he's saying a makom patur can never be used as a transfer point. So now we go back to what we said. The Gemara wanted to say that when did Rav Dimi say that you can't use a makom patur as a transfer point? It's only when you're carrying from rishus ayochid to rishus arabim. Here we see that you're not allowed to use, but when you're carrying from a Karmelis to Rishus HaYochid, you can use a Makom Patur as a transfer point. Here you see, you can't use a makom ptur as a transfer point when you're going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid. So certainly Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell us that you can't use a makom ptur as a transfer point when you're carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Carmelus or vice versa. So how could we have explained the Braisa that way? Answers the Gemara, Hahiziru Yamra. That psak was according to Ze'iri. Ze'iri holds that you can't use a makom ptur as a transfer point ever, even when you're carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, or from a Carmelus to Rishus HaYachid. But Rav Dimi, and that's what's going to be reflected in the Braisa, will hold that a Makom Ptur can be used as a transfer point only if it's as a transfer point between a Rishus HaYachid and a Rishus HaRabim, then it can't be used as a transfer point. Ask the Gemara, fine. So, according to Ze'iri, Ulaziri Kashaha, the Braisa that we started with, that we used to explain that the Braisa is speaking about diagram 307, that the Makom Ptur is a transfer point between the Carmelus and Rishus HaYachid, that Ze'iri cannot subscribe to that explanation of the Braisa. So we're back to where we started. How will Ze'iri explain the Braisa? Answers the Gemara, Ze'iri Makom Lam B'Masamayim Gufa. Ze'iri will have to explain that the Machloikis in the Braisa is what are the dimensions of a Carmelus. 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim. Although the Gemara was not satisfied with using that as a pshat, because as the Gemara said, we know that a Carmelus is always dal tefachim. According to Ze'iri, we're going to have to say that it's not that way, and it's the Machloikis Tanoim and Tanakama holding that a Carmelus is already a 3 tefachim. Ask the Gemara. V'tikhevi kichari Carmelus. The Gemara goes now back to the Mishnah. We're looking at diagram 308. When we have this canal, ask the Gemara, according to Rashi's Pshat, even if the canal does not have the proper dimensions, because as we explained in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, that the entire discussion of the Mishnah, what you have to do with this canal, is only relevant when the canal has the dimensions of a Carmelus, a depth of 10 and a width of 4, ask the Gemara, even if it doesn't have the proper dimensions, since it's coming off the Yam, and the Yam is a Carmelus, it should be considered like the Chayri Carmelus, like the crevices of a Carmelus. For as we learned in Masechta Shabbos, there's a concept of Chayri Rishus HaYachid, the crevices of a Rishus HaYachid that have the din of a Rishus HaYachid. So here too, this canal, no matter what dimensions it has, should be considered the crevices of a Carmelus and have the din of a Carmelus. Answers the Gemara, Abai bar Oven, Rav Chanina bar Oven, the Amri Tavayu, Ein Chayr el Carmelus. There is no din of Chayrim by Carmelus. And the way that we show him explain is since the entire concept of a Carmelus is a Rishus de Rabbanan, it's a Chumr de Rabbanan, we did not expand it to say that there not only is there Carmelus, but there's even Chayri Carmelus. Rav Ashi Omer, I feel time yesh Chayri Carmelus. Even if you say there is a concept of Chayri Carmelus, hani mili besmucha. That's only when the adjoining Carmelus is close by. Hacha beflegis, here the canal is far from the canal. The Rishonim say that it's 4 tefachim away, that's how the Ritva says, and once it's 4 tefachim away, it cannot be considered Chayri Carmelus. That is Machlokes Rishonim, how to explain Rav Ashi. Is Rav Ashi saying that I really believe that there is a concept of Chayri Carmelus, just here it's not applicable? Why? Because it's Mufleges? Or what Rav Ashi is saying is like this: really, I agree that there is no concept of Chayri Carmelus, but I'm just telling you that even if you would think that there is a concept, here it's not relevant because it's 4 tefachim away. Ravina now comes back to the Braisa. We spoke about the Braisa, and we were trying to explain how do we explain the Braisa that had the machloikis about the masamayim requiring 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim. We said 2 pshatim, and now Ravina tries a third pshat. It's talking about, says Ravina, going to oven nifkle apime. We made an opening at its mouth. Where we made the chatzah, we made an opening, as is shown in diagram 309. We made the mechitza, but we left an opening for the water. V'azur Rabbanu l'tamayu, and this is a machloikis that we've had a number of times. What is lovet? The Rabbanu go according to their shita that as soon as you have an opening of 3 tefachim, you no longer could say lovet.
If Shimon Gamliel Tamei, or Shimon Gamliel is going according to his reasoning that you only say love it when it's more than four tefachim, and that's going to be machlokes. How wide could this opening be? According to Rabban, it can be wider than three tefachim. According to Shimon Gamliel, it could be up to four tefachim. Now the Baal Amor explains that this teretz is the teretz that's accepted lahalacha, because he says the previous two terutzim had both of them problems. The first teretz that the Gemara gave, that the machloikis was, is a kamlus three tefachim or four tefachim, was as we explained difficult, because we know a kamlus has to be four tefachim. The next teretz that we explained, that it was talking about that the bank next to the kamlus was either three tefachim or four tefachim, was a makom ptor, was also difficult, because the halacha is, and that's how we paskin, says the Baal Amor, that you're not allowed to use a makom ptor as a transfer point even between a kamlus and Rishus HaYachid. But according to that teretz, the Gemara is saying you are allowed to. Now according to Ravina's teretz, we could still maintain that a kamlus is always four tefachim. We could still maintain that you're not allowed to use a makom ptor as a transfer point between a kamlus and Rishus HaYachid. And the question here is a different question altogether, a question that we've encountered: what is the shear of Lovid, three tefachim or four tefachim? Gzustra Shilamalam Amayim. If you have a balcony that protrudes over a body of water, which is diagram 3:10, aim a malam b'Shabbos, you can't draw water from it on Shabbos because you're carrying from a kamlus to Rishus HaYachid. Elam ken aslo mechitza gvaya sara tefachim, unless you make a petition that's 10 tefachim high, beimel mala beimel mata, it doesn't make a difference if the petition is above or below the balcony. So Rashi learns, pshat is that the petition could be on top of the balcony or below the balcony, it makes no difference. However, Tosfos says that the petition that's created should never be made on top of the balcony. What the Gemara means, bein mel mal, bein mel mata, it always has to be below the balcony. But mal means that you make it under the balcony, and lamata means that you make it on top of the water. But making it on top of the balcony, according to many Rishonim, will never be acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah says that although halachically you can make the mechitza around the entire balcony, it would be better to make the mechitza in the middle of the balcony, as we learned at the beginning of the shiur. The kenshus is stated as straw zulam al mazu. Similarly, when you have two balconies, one is above the other, which is shown in the diagram. Aslo yoina v'les tachtoina. If the mechitza was made for the upper balcony but not for the lower balcony, shtei masuras, you can't even use the upper balcony with its mechitza at shiarv until they make an erev. And we've already discussed this and will discuss this. It depends how far or how close, only if they're close to each other. If they're not, we learned if they're dal tefachim close to each other. If they're more than dal tefachim separated from each other, then one will not restrict the other. And we also explained that it's talking that the bottom mechitza is a partner with the upper mechitza. If he's not a partner in it, then he certainly can't restrict it. Says the Gemara, Masnison the like Chananya Menachavya. Our Mishnah is not like Chananya Menachavya. The Tanya, Chananya Menachavya Omer, Gzustra Shiyesh by Dalar Amos or Dalar Amos. So you have a balcony with 4 arms by 4 arms, chayki by dalad al dalad, you could cut a hole in it, or memala, and you could draw water through the opening. Our Mishnah doesn't agree with Chananya, because our Mishnah says that you have to actually build mechitzas, you have to actually build partitions, which is not what Chananya said. Om Rav Yochanan Mishim Rav Yosef ben Zimra, as we learned at the beginning of this year, it's not that Chananya ben Akavya allows his halacha to be always applied. As we explained, only applied it, but the Yam Shot Feri, which was a unique situation, since it had high banks and cities and tafras which surround it. So although it was a kamlus, but since it was surrounded by these petitions, that's why Chananya said we could rely on this chakika. And other waters, Chananya will agree that you have to actually build partitions, and without the actual partitions, you cannot draw water onto balcony. But Tosfos says that our Mishnah does not agree with Chananya ben Akavya, because if this explanation were correct, that Chananya ben Akavya said his halacha only with these circumstances, why didn't the Mishnah make this difference
and say that partitions are only required when you don't have these walls around it. The fact that the Mishnah did not make this distinction means that the Mishnah doesn't agree with Hananya ben Akavya. Tanara bottom. Gimel Dvarim Hitter of Hananya ben Akavya l'Ash Tveryu. There are three things that Hananya ben Akavya permitted for the people of Tveryu. One is Memayel Mayim Gezus through B'Shabbos. You could fill water through the balcony. The time number also, and that you could store fruits and the residue of a bean plant. We'll explain that. Mustapkin by Luntas, and you could dry yourself with a bath towel on Shabbos. The Malam Mayim Gezus through B'Shabbos, that you could draw water from a balcony on Shabbos. Harder than that we explained that Hananya says as soon as you make the hole of Dalat Fachim by Dalat Fachim, we could then rely on Kaifafin, and as actually we learned at the beginning of this year, sometimes it will be even more than Kaifafin, you can rely on Kaifafin and love it. The Tamnim Ba'atzah, the next thing that he said was that you could use fruit, you could store fruit in the residue of bean plants. So before we explain this, we have to review something that we've spoken about. The Pasuk says, V'chiyite mayim al zera, v'nofam nevlasa olof tamehu lechem, that for food to be able to become susceptible, to become tame, that it should be able to be makabel tuma, they first have to be mukhshel kabel tuma. They have to become susceptible to kabbalah's tuma. That is done by having one of seven liquids touch this fruit, touch this food, and now the food can become tame. But since the pasuk uses v'chiyutan, and as we've explained, We explain the pasuk not kiyutan but kiyitain. Now kiyutan would mean that if the water was on it, it makes no difference if I did it purposely, if I didn't do it purposely, as soon as it was touched by water. But on the other hand, it may be read kiyitain, that I specifically, purposely, intentionally put on the water. So what is the taich? So as we explained, it's really a compromise. You don't have to necessarily intentionally put the liquid on the food, but you do have to be satisfied with the liquid being put on the food. Ki yitain dum yikiyutan. It has to be put on. It doesn't have to be put on intentionally, that you're putting it on intentionally, but it has to be that you were satisfied with it. As soon as you are satisfied with this food becoming wet, then the food is mukshel kabotuma. So it says in a braisa, Hishkin, if somebody got up early in the morning, Bahavi Psoilus, to bring the residue of his crop in from the field to use it for storage of fruit. If he got up early because he wanted to get the residue when it was still moist because of the dew that was on it, that's considered that you're satisfied with that liquid because you specifically got up to get the residue, to get this food when it's still wet because you want it to be wet and it would be susceptible to Kabbalah's Tumah. Vim Shvashlayat Malachtai. You didn't get up because you want it while it's still moist. That's not your consideration. Your consideration is because you have to go to work, you have to get to the job, so you wanted to do it before you had to go to work. And Bechayutan. Then the food is not considered that it was made wet to your satisfaction. Let's say if you got up and we don't know what your intention was. So we say, Anshe Tveria, the people of Tveria, Kmishlo Yivatim Malach Dome. We know that they got up specifically in order not to be interrupted to work. Since the people of Tveria were working people, we could safely assume that when they go out early to collect this residue, their purpose is not because they want it to be moist. Rather, the purpose was it should not interfere with the daily work, and if for the fruit packed in this wet bean residue does not become susceptible to tumma, because we have no proof that he wanted this moisture.